Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. Today, we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. Today, we will be talking about exit strategies, an important topic for every investor to understand and one that is often overlooked. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So, let's introduce our guest for today's topic on the exit strategies. We've got Marty Kearney, Senior Staff Instructor at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Marty, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe. Nice to be here.
Now, Marty, tell me a little bit about what you do over at the CBO.
I do a little bit of everything. I'm in business development at the CBOE, and we write articles, we talk to investors, we talk to brokers. So we do a lot of the same things that you do, trying to educate our customers on the use of options and hopefully drive a little business to our exchange.
It's a wonderful mandate, isn't it?
And you know, the other thing we do is we also do things like this for the OIC, whether it's an event on the road, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a webcast, whether we write articles. So we work together with the other exchanges to try to make the investment public a little more knowledgeable on the use of listed options.
Fantastic. And it really seems like there's a constant hunger for the education.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks again for being here. And also with us today, from the OIC Call Center, we have Jeff Huddleston, a Senior Specialist of Investor Services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Hello, Jeff, and can you tell me a little bit about what you do at the OCC?
Joe, I've been working at the OIC Call Center for about 10 years. Some of the things we do is we answer investors' questions regarding adjustments to options, particular strategies. They want to discuss the covered call, any type of question they might have. Short of giving advice is basically what we do.
And that's at the 1-888-OPTIONS number.
Correct.
You must get all kinds of calls.
Oh, we get any type of call you can imagine. People thinking we do offer brokerage services and they're calling and once again they ask us for advice, but we can't do that, but we're glad to help out where we can.
Well, you know, thanks to you also for being here today. Let's get started on today's topic. I'm sure most investors know what strategy they want going into a position. But how important is it to know what to do and how to get out of a position? Marty, you want to?
I think, Joe, this is a real good topic because everybody has an opinion about the stock market or a particular stock or an opinion about the weather or whatever. But when it comes to investing, I think a lot of people, once they get that position on, they have no real idea as to what they're going to do with it. You know, at what point in time does that position get to a point where I'd like to sell it? And I tell people you should have some sort of perhaps a little log and write down, I'm buying this particular option on XYZ that's trading at 52 because I think XYZ is going to 56. If it gets to 56, that doesn't mean you have to automatically sell a position. But we should be reevaluating it, shouldn't we? The other thing we should have is not only a price target either on the underlying stock or ETF or on the option, we should also have a time target. If this position, I'm buying a 3-month option, and if this position doesn't work and there's only, pick a date, you know, randomly even, you know, with three weeks to go, this position isn't working, maybe I should exit the position. So I think you should have a target for the underlying, and I think you should also have a target for the time as to, you know, the closer we get to expiration, the time decay accelerates. And I think saying, you know what, at this position in time, this isn't working, let's just get out of it.
Price and time. And, you know, in your experience, you think keeping a log makes a lot of sense.
I do. And the other thing that isn't really related with the exit strategy is I tell people, you should be writing down, where did I get this brainstorm? You know, was it a TV show? Was it in a publication, whether it's a weekly or a daily publication? My Uncle Louie might have told me about this strategy. Because if it works, I sure would like to perhaps use that resource again to enter the strategy. And maybe they also gave us an exit point where, you know, a brokerage firm says the stock's at 52. We think it should be at 60 by the end of the year. Well, write that down. Maybe that's some resource you can use again.
That sounds like a topic for another day, where I got my investment ideas from.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Jeff, Marty spoke a little bit about, you know, those two key elements, timing and price. Can you talk to me a little bit about the timing aspect?
Well, the timing, like Marty said, has a lot to do. I assume we're talking time decay or maybe even the timing. When do I want to get out of an option? Time decay for an option is greatest during the last couple weeks of an option's life. So an investor looking to perhaps exit a position might consider exiting prior to the last couple weeks before an option expires.
On the long side.
On the long side, exactly.
Okay.
Time decay, you know, something I don't think we discussed. Time decay is greatest during the option's last couple weeks, last 2 weeks of an option's life. And if you are short an options contract, you want the time to erode as quickly as possible.
And it sure does. And you really know that when you're long options post expiration.
Right. Especially if you want to buy the option back prior to expiration, you want to buy it back as low a price as possible. And when there's obviously no time in the option, you're just paying the intrinsic value to exit a position. Now, and if you're short or if you're long an options contract, time decay works against you. You want to be able to sell that option for as much as you can. So once again, if your strategy is to make money, which I think most people's is, you might consider closing a position prior to 2 to 3 weeks before an option expires.
Well, that speaks to, you know, the couple points that Marty was making about, you know, both price and timing with regards to exit strategy. Marty, taking it maybe a step further, what about the, you know, how many times may you consider changing your exit strategy?
Yeah, I see investors do this where they say the stock's at 52. I think it's going to 56, so I'm going to buy this option. And the stock gets to 56, and they reevaluate it and say, okay, now I think the stock's going to 58. And it gets to 58, and they say, okay, I think the stock's going to 61.
I've never done that.
No, I never have either. And the bottom line is, if you're adjusting your target two or three times, I don't think you really have a target.
I agree with you.
So I think what has to happen is at some point in time, you need to say, I need to do something with this position. And I'll tell you a story, Joe. This happened several years ago. I was down in Florida for the exchange giving a talk, and we had a little break in the middle, and someone walked up and said, Marty, I bought some options on an index, and I paid $3, and they're currently trading at 30. What should I do?
30?
Yeah. And I, of course, said, well, you could adopt me. You can give me up to $125, but I can't accept more than that, as you know, that we have certain rules. And I said, let me ask you this. If you didn't own this option right now at 30, would you buy the option tomorrow morning? And he said, are you nuts? And I said, let's do one question at a time. Okay, well, we'll cover that one in just a second.
That's a topic for another
podcast. Put that on your list, absolutely. But I said, you know, if you wouldn't buy that option for $30, you own it. You know, this isn't the house's money. This is your money. And if you're uncomfortable owning that position, maybe we should do something. We should sell half the position. We could turn that $30 option in for an $8 option if you continue to like the stock. Or, you know, buy
spread
something.
Spread it off.
Do something. Yeah, right. You know, maybe buy a cheaper option further out in time if you still consider long-term you're bullish. There's a lot of things you can do. But taking a look at that position and saying, would I buy it at this price right now, might actually point to the exit strategy. You know, if you bought something at $2 with 3 months to go and now it's trading for $1 with a month to go, is that the option you'd buy if you still feel bullish or bearish on that stock? If not, maybe it's putting up a little bit of a yellow flag and saying, you know what, let's just get out of this position.
Well, a good way to look at that. And three
to 30, and he was still long.
And he's asking me what to do. I felt like giving him all my money, which wasn't very much and still isn't. But.
That's too much. Jeff, I don't know if you can top that story, but, you know, how about the call center with the different things you hear?
You know, unfortunately, in the call center, most people call up to, you know, I don't want to be, they call up to complain. They don't call up and tell us their success story. So I can't top Marty's story. No.
All right. Well, I think one other area I'd like to look at is the idea of, okay, we've got our exit strategy, but guess what? Things are going against us. You know, it's we were looking for XYZ to go up, and well, guess what? XYZ's going south. How do we approach that, Marty?
If you're long options, if you own a call or you own a put, you already have limited risk, don't you? You know, if I buy an option for $3, that's the most I can lose. And that's one of the benefits of owning options with the idea of limited risk and leverage.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, that whole aspect of quantifying your downside through options is just great.
So if you buy an option for $3 and the market corrects for a day or two and you know, you're the option you bought at $3 is trading for $2.50, but we still have 2 or 3 months to go, that's not the end of the world as far as I'm concerned if I still feel the same way about the underlying stock or ETF. But at some point in time, I think this isn't working. And this is where you really need, it's more of an art than a science, I think, but I think you really need to take a look and say, if I still feel the same way, would I initiate that trade with this option at this price with this much time left? That's going to be a key for you to decide to exit sometimes.
You know, does it make sense when you get started to, you know, have a downside stop out idea along with your upside profit potential exit strategy?
Some people do, and some people might have the stop not necessarily with the option price because those fluctuate a little bit based on various factors. It could be looking at the underlying shares of stock. You know, where's the 200-day moving average or where's whatever? You know, all of a sudden, it might be breaking down, and this might be a key point to get out of the position.
Well, good advice. Jeff, you know, I appreciate you being here. Marty, I think that we're out of time for today, but I hope that, you know, everybody has gotten, you know, something out of our exit strategy podcast. Do remember that Marty does a ton of live seminars for the OIC, so look for him coming to a town near you, and be sure to reach out to Jeff at any time at the OIC help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. Don't forget to check out our website at www.optionseducation.org. We have a lot of resources and tools out there to help you better understand options. I hope you found this session on exit strategies beneficial and that you'll join us again next week for more discussion on option-related topics. We would love to hear how we are doing, so email me at options@theocc.com. Thanks for listening today, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.